Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Complete Cosmocomics by Italo Calvino, translated by Martin McLaughlin, Tim Parks, and William Weaver. Narrated by Jefferson Mays. Martin McLaughlin begins with the following introduction. Italo Calvino, 1923 to 1985, is best known in the English-speaking world for two kinds of fiction. His historical fantasy works of the 1950s, collected in the trilogy Our Ancestors, 1960, and the semiotic and metafictional experiments of the 1970s, particularly the highly successful Invisible Cities, 1972, and If on a Winter's Night a Traveler, 1979. He chose these genres as radical alternatives to the realist narratives that he had embarked on as a young writer and which he regarded as the norm of Western fiction. But the cosmocomic stories that Calvino began to write in 1963 through 1964, although less well known in the Anglo-American world, were, if anything, even more original than any of the other kinds of narrative he produced. For a start, he invented this new genre himself. Each cosmocomic tale begins with a statement of a genuine or apocryphal scientific hypothesis, usually regarding the cosmos, and this is then followed by a first-person narrative, recounted by the unpronounceable but irrepressible protagonist, QFWFQ. Kifwifk has been described as a cosmic know-it-all, since he was present at all the key moments in the history of the universe from the Big Bang onwards, and his comic colloquialism undercuts the potential seriousness of the scientific themes. The neologism invented by Calvino encapsulated two ways in which traditional realism could be expanded: by a cosmic content and by a comic mode of writing. The cosmocomic stories are also significant because this new vein of writing initiated the second half of Calvino's career. In the 20 years from 1943 to 1963, he had alternated between the realism, initially neorealism, of his first fictions, including his debut novel The Path to the Spider's Nests, 1947, and the historical fantasy of Our Ancestors. But his first cosmocomic volume, Cosmocomics, 1965, inaugurated the second two decades of more experimental writing. Despite the fact that these stories are less well known than the others, Calvino clearly considered this genre a significant and fertile space for literary experiment, as he continued to use the form for the next two decades, publishing a total of 34 tales in all. The first volume to be published, Cosmicomiche, 1965, Cosmocomics, which later won the Osti de Pelo Prize, contained 12 fictions. The second collection, T con Zero, 1967, T-Zero, translated as Time and the Hunter, contained 11 new stories, and both books were translated into English by William Weaver in the late 1960s. A little-known third collection, La Memoria del Mondo e Altre Storie Cosmicomiche, 1968, World Memory and Other Cosmocomic Stories, a volume not available commercially, offered 20 fictions in all, 12 from the previous two collections and 8 new pieces. 7 of these new items are translated here for the first time into English. The other new 1968 tale, the title story, was translated by Tim Parks as World Memory in the 1995 collection Numbers in the Dark and Other Stories. By 1968, then, Calvino had written 31 cosmocomic stories. Just before his untimely death, aged 61, he put together an almost complete collection entitled Cosmicomiche Vecchie e Nuove, 1984, Cosmocomics Old and New, and containing 31 tales. But for this volume, he deselected 2 stories.